A piece of Victoria's heritage is being restored as work continues on the Wharf Street Retaining Wall, a historic structure with deep ties to the city's early commercial development. The City of Victoria's project, supported by local firms Heritage Masonry and Herald Engineering, looks to restore the Wharf Street Retaining Wall, which holds layers of development going back as far as 160 years. Split into four sections, the wall was once part of the Hudson's Bay Warehouse that was constructed in 1858, as well as the Turner Beaton Warehouse that was built in 1864. According to the condition assessment report, the wall was built with sandstone and granite, with chambers and a tunnel just underneath Wharf Street, shadows of the once lively building. The site has always drawn attention, especially with all the stories and myths about tunnels in the area, said Gavin Chamberlain of Heritage Masonry, in a news release. We wanted to give people a way to learn about what we're doing and why it matters. Beam pockets from the long-demolished Hudson's Bay Warehouse have been infilled with intentionally different brick to preserve the visible outline of the building's past, while ornamental stone elements discovered inside the wall during the restoration are being preserved and will be thoughtfully displayed at street level upon completion of the wall, according to the release. In response to interest from local historians, heritage advocates, and curious passers-by, the contractors were offering tours to local societies and installed three public information panels along the site. Each sign explores a different theme and includes a QR code linking to a dedicated landing page with additional details, archival material, and project updates. According to the City of Victoria's website, the project is expected to be completed this year.